The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
14:50, Kerr Lewis Golf Club, K-Rock fourth quarter.
Thanks to Kerr Lewis Golf Club, Port Arlington Road, Kerr Lewis. And don't forget the range at Kerr Lewis now open. Lindsay Sharp and the team with a wonderful course. It's in great nick, done a great job through the shutdown to keep it in pristine order. And they came back in May and found a wonderful track. Boundary throwing, and the ball has been advanced to about 20 metres out from goal. He's trying to force his way through was Art, but he was going nowhere. And the Giants are about to pick up win number four unless an absolute miracle happened. We got a double goal to tie it up. And the clearing kick out of the pack will bounce just inside defensive 50. Here's Broad, not a noted goal kicker. Gave it to Bolton. In traffic, snaps a right foot kick. Top of the goal square, defensive fist calm. And it was Haynes, I reckon, with a big fist to see it out of bounds for a boundary throw-in. And that will be all she wrote from Giants Stadium on a Friday night. Round eight continues with a Giants victory. They'll win this one, 9-8-62 to 6-14-50. Boundary throwing is the final formality. Siren will sound and the Giants will pick up a very, very important win. They were questioned during the week in the media and they've bounced back to take a 12-point victory over the reigning Premier. Here's the song, Giant fans.
From the west of the town, it's the sound of the mighty Giants. Feel the ground is shaking, the other teams are quaking in their boots before the Giants. We take the longest strides and the highest leap. We're stronger than the rest. We're the greater Western Sydney Giants. We're the biggest and the best. And we will never surrender. We'll fight until the end. We're greater than the rest.
The German Beer Hall AFL theme song.
Great song, isn't it?
I feel like just clinking steins. I feel like I'm in sort of downtown Munich during Oktoberfest.
Or just
wearing the lederhosen. Oh, here's Toby Green for Geelong Marine World.
It's against the wall sort of stuff. We've probably got ourselves in that position, but Richmond obviously a bloody good side and gave us a touch up last year, so it was good. Yeah, it was a good win. Really important, and just the way we played, probably got to stay stick to it and keep building on it.
Around the footy, you just started to get control. I thought it was plus 22 in contested possession, but you used the ball quite well through the midfield.
Yeah, no, we are. Well, we've sort of been lacking in that department lately, and the mid's got it forward really well, and the forwards were able to capitalise when it got in. So, it was a really encouraging performance, and hopefully, starting to build on it.
Yeah, in building this forward, you've got another couple of weeks to play up at Metricon next week. The opportunity to build upon this.
Yeah, it's going to be it'll be good fun going into the hub as well, and we got some tough games coming up against some good sides, so we're looking forward to it, and hopefully it starts now.
Terrific individual performance, fantastic.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Toby Green there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Of course, Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium, as Toby Green alluded to. They stay at Metricon to play Essendon the following week. Then they have the bye before heading over to Perth to take on the Swans at Optus Stadium. Then you would suspect after that, Fremantle and West Coast will be their opponents as well. So their next 6 weeks will be pretty tough. As the captain, Steve Cornelio, speaking with Luke Hodge.
Thinking of you all during a tough week, but we needed the win. I was proud of the boys tonight. I thought Richmond came back in the third quarter, but really good win, and now we've got about 9 days to recover, and super happy.
Look like you had a real team mindset. I know twice Cali early put it top of the goal square. I think Hopper did the same thing. Was that a real focus?
Their
defence under.
Yeah, I think those two in particular. In the midfield sort of fought the battle all night for us, but just super proud. I know we've been doing some hard work and we haven't quite found our straps, but a step forward tonight for sure.
Toby Green,
must
be good to have him on your team.
Obviously he's close to me in the locker, but just having him out there, everyone walks a bit taller and what did he get, 4 or 5 tonight?
I think he probably got 5.
Yeah, so super. He works the hardest. I haven't seen anyone work as hard as him, so he deserves everything that comes his way.
And yourself, you were at an excellent game. It looked like you were trying to go to Dusty in stoppages.
Yeah, I think, Dutchie obviously, Matt De Boer went to Lambert, so someone needed to get it done there. And, I was sort of matched up on him a lot, quality player, and just super happy tonight.
Excellent. Well done, mate.
Thanks, bro.
Steve Cornelio there speaking with Luke Hodge for the Tigers. They've got the Bulldogs. They are the team, along with the Doggies, that start that incredible run of consecutive days of football where we'll see 33 games in 20 days, followed by the Brisbane Lions, Port Adelaide and Gold Coast. So the next 3 weeks are going to be very interesting. Even the next month, they've actually got the Gold Coast as well at the Gabba. So, and they're proving to be no pushover this year. The Tigers have got some work to do still.
Still got a lot of work to do, Tigers. I think it was look, we saw some of their best footy tonight, and then you know the momentum swung and GWS played some really good footy. I think Benny put it well when he said both teams had their moments, but look, they'll take some things out of tonight and move on to next week and hope for a, you know, four quarter performance.
Fifth quarter thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. We'll follow the Giants down into their rooms and take them singing the song before we head to a break. We have put in a request to speak with an old K-Rock favourite in Heath Shaw. Just waiting to hear back from the Giants whether we'll be able to have a chat with him, but he's just having a chat at the back on the vision we're getting from the in-house feed of he and Lockie Keith having a bit of a chat, couple of former Magpies. But gee, Heath Shaw now, 316 games of footy, 173 at the Pies and 143 at the Giants. So he's going to clock up 150 at two different clubs, and he really reinvented himself when he went north and he's made every post a winner up there, and with a little bit of luck might have been a premiership player at two different clubs. And nothing to say that he might still not be.
Still a chance. No, still a chance. They're building into the season, Giants. And Taranto back into their midfield, I think, adds a lot of depth. Benny, just another
he's class.
Classy player, yeah. Big body player. It gives him a bit more depth through that midfield.
Yeah, he's very good.
So the Giants players are huddled up. We'll take the song. There's a big, big sound, and it's from the west of the town. So the Giants pick up the 4 points, improved to 4-4, 9-8-62 to 6-14-50. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Issington Street in Grovedale. What we'll do is we'll take a break, come back after the break, hopefully speaking with Heath Shaw, being given the green light to have a chat with the veteran champion, and we'll talk to him thanks to Geelong Marine World. But tonight, his Giants got the job done to the tune of 12 points. They're 4-4. The Tigers are 4.5-3. And it was a 12-point victory for the men from Greater Western Sydney. Live, breathe, K-Rock Football.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly.
K-Rock, Geelong's home of the hits. You could bring down my level of concern. Feeling good. You want the hits? We got them. I'll be fine. Bring down my level of concern. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Geelong's home of the hits. K-Rock 955.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Alley Plant Farm Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season.
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Alley Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Alley Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
Warra Lily, Geelong's multi-award-winning community, keeps getting better. It's a place for families to grow in a strong, self-contained community that leads the way in community services. With the Armstrong Creek School, St. Catherine of the Siena Primary, three childcare centres and the Armstrong Creek East Community Centre all delivered. Plus Oberon High's new state-of-the-art campus opens next year. A great range of home builder scheme ready land is now selling. To find out more, see warralily.com.au.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly.
It's the fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. And we are back here at
Saturday
Special. 9-8-62.
It's a big game Friday night, Dobbs. You're looking forward to Saturday night, though.
Well, no footy for us tomorrow.
No, luckily, no. Lucky Tom wasn't on. He's booked out tomorrow night. His diary's completely booked.
Well,
yes.
Half his luck.
Yes. Bless him.
Good win.
Do you want me to do some stats?
For the Giants? No, no, that's okay. We will hopefully be speaking very shortly with Heath Shaw. Just having some issues making some connection there in at Giants Stadium and the bowels of Giants Stadium.
Once you get into the bowels, you don't want to be... No. Things can go pretty horribly wrong.
62 GWS Richmond, 6-14-50. And Dom, what did you make of that performance tonight?
Oh, look, it was. I'd be really satisfied with that, as you said, as Toby Green said there on the broadcast. They did cop a bit of heat throughout the week and probably deserved it, well deserved. They haven't been playing great footy, GWS, and tonight they got it going. For majority of the game, I'd say they fixed up a few areas. They got the ball inside 50 a lot more, and their players inside 50, the likes of Green and Finn Layson and Jeremy Cameron, Himmelberg, these guys had more of an impact, and they defended the corridor a lot better, so they were able to get repeat turnovers. And get the ball, albeit Richmond did have a lot more inside 50s, but they would be really pleased with that performance.
We're lucky enough to be heading down into the Giants rooms, thanks to Geelong Marine World, to talk to an old favourite of ours. He's a former K-Rocker. He was part of the team going back before he headed up north to the GWS Giants. We had him part of the K-Rock family a couple of times, and great to have him back on K-Rock Football after a pretty tidy win for his footy club, 9-8-62-6-14-50. Heath Shaw, thanks for joining us. Tom King in the K-Rock Hub, along with Ben Casanilia and Tom Lonigan. Congratulations on the win, but you might have made that harder work for yourself than you probably should have when you got 27 points up.
I was going to say, mate, that wasn't a tidy win at all. It was as messy as it comes, but definitely like a, I suppose, a bit of a change of what we've produced in the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks. Challenged early, fought back pretty well, and yeah, we probably didn't know what to do when we hit the front by that much, mate. We haven't been in that position much this year.
Yeah. What changed, though, for them to get back into the contest? They seemed to find the footy at the coalface a little bit more, and I suppose then defensively you found yourself under a bit more pressure.
Yeah, it didn't help when a back pocket kicks it straight out in the four on the boundary line and gives them a goal. But, I think, yeah, it was sort of it's the momentum game, I think, these days. And they took their opportunities when they got that little bit of a sniff, and like we did in that third quarter, we took our opportunities and we did. So it's a little bit who can stem the flow the best or who can take advantage of it when they've got it. So credit to them and also credit to our boys. It was a hell of a fight. We're happy with that 4 points, that's for sure.
I know you're only chasing the 4 points, but I said at three-quarter time that the last quarter might have been the most crucial of your season so far, in terms of that if you can hang on, you go to 4-4, but if you lose, you're 3-5. Does that go through the mind at all, or are you too focused on just winning the 4 points and what your win-loss record you'll worry about when you walk off the ground and hopefully have the win in the bank?
Goes through my mind for 100 minutes, mate, while I was playing. But, I think during the week, we obviously, our form hasn't been great. We had a meeting during the week and we just said our season starts now. What's happened in the past has happened. We can't change that. Our season starts now. We're 0-0. And we came out and we played the way we wanted to play. And to be honest, if we had gone down tonight in the end, then we would have gone down playing the way that we wanted to play. So credit to our guys, and I'll just wrap it the way they went about it and the way that we responded after being down. And then to hold on in that last quarter, which is it's tough circumstances, and they were peppering the inside 50s in that last sort of 10 minutes, but the boys held strong and come away with it.
Hey, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to have you on. You're playing your 9,000th game of AFL footy tonight, but your passion for the game hasn't diminished. On the host broadcaster, as you were leaving the ground, you would seem to be telling Lachie Keefe one of the great stories. I'm tipping it wasn't Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Is it a PG-rated story you can share with us? Or is it because you were really getting involved? The Italian was coming out and you were gesticulating. You were really getting right into it.
Yeah, it was actually quite amusing. Me and Keefe were both on the bench at one point, and Harry Perryman was walling around like a duck. He'd hurt his back or his hip and he couldn't move. And so I was trying to get Perryman off, and I was just going to go back on and work my way back and put someone else on the wing, and I run on, and Leon's like yelling at me. He's like, "What are you doing?" Like, he's like, I'm like, "Pez can't move." And then he's gone. He's gone off, and the medicos have checked him, and then they put him back on 2 minutes later. And honestly, he was at right angles; he couldn't bend over, and so he's come back off again after about 5 seconds. So we're picking a bit of fun at of Leon. He was a bit intense in the last sort of couple of minutes of the game, and at our medical people who thought it was a good idea to put a wounded bull back on the ground with 3 minutes to go.
Oh, great stuff. It was great to see you. I haven't seen somebody get into a story so close after the game. It was fair. They seemed to follow you out the back of the into the dungeon there, wherever you go out the back, and you were getting stuck right into it. Your passion for the game is, you know, it's great to see you out there. I mean, the fact you can have a laugh at yourself and, you know, you kick the ball out in the full, and I mean, you've been a great ambassador, and you must, I suppose, you know, potentially you're probably your final year. Obviously, you're just enjoying every moment and every wins and losses. Ride the bumps out. It's going to be such an unusual year, but to say you were part of it at the end of it is going to be something. You know, you look back on your career and think, you know, what an unbelievable end to it.
Yeah, mate. It's you know what, it's been sort of like that way for the last couple of years. I wanted to like enjoy every moment I had, and you never know when it's going to end, but. To be honest, like it's not a good thing you're losing games, but I've been through the sort of the highs and the lows, and when your back's against the wall, it's sometimes that gives you a bit more passion about getting out there and playing, and especially with this group that we've got here. It's funny the confidence I have in the group when our backs are up against the wall, and I can't say we're too young anymore, but as we've matured over the years, but it's just great playing with these guys, and they. To be honest, they just find a bit extra when they know the pressure is on, and it was a huge game for us. It's, as they say, it's the old 8-point game, as my old man would always say, it's the old 8-point game, and we come out on top, and hopefully that kickstarts us for the rest of the year.
For Jake and the team at Geelong Marine World, speaking with Giant Heath Shaw, he's Tom Lonigan on K-Rock Footy.
Heath, well done tonight, mate, and we're just watching the host broadcaster here, and we've got Phil Davis doing the old bristle sort of work. Phil, but for mine, a little bit boring. Well, I liked your sort of efforts a few weeks ago, mate. Why has he got the nod over you?
Mate, to be honest, I think from what I've heard, BT got a bit upset that mine was really good a few weeks back, so they just wanted to play it down. They didn't want me to slide into that position maybe next year, so they've thrown someone else in there, and I just said I wanted to come on K-Rock anyway, so I couldn't do it.
So have you been managed?
I've been managed through my media after games, after wins on Friday night.
hey, mate, good work. I just want to talk about you guys have been clearly struggling to get the ball inside forward 50, and still only tonight had 31 as opposed to Richmond 46, and you're still able to win the game. And with the star players down there, we see Toby Green, what he can do, and Jezza and Finn Lace and Himmelberg, these types. What is it? What do you guys need to do to get the ball, give those guys more of a chance of kicking goals and winning games for you?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a few things, but the worst bit about when you're actually not playing well and you're losing games of footy and you don't have any confidence, that ball movement, you go back into your shell and you go a bit, like obviously go long down the line into a contest and that, instead of trying to invent something or go for the kicks that are there, you sort of second-guess yourself. And I think we've done that for the last sort of couple of weeks. And it hasn't been ideal, and we're not giving our forwards a real good look at it. So it's something we've been working on. Obviously, we're only getting sort of one big training session a week into practice what we want to do. But it is a work in progress, and hopefully over the next few weeks as that confidence builds, you'll see a bit more flow with our possessions and hopefully giving our forwards a better look. 31's obviously not ideal. I wouldn't mind if I was a defender defending 31 inside 50s, but we need to work on that, and we need to give those guys an opportunity, because as you saw when we got it in there, it was actually they're very dangerous, especially one-on-one.
And Lockie Keith, the guy you'll talk to post-game there, walking off, he had a great game on Tommy Lynch, didn't have a huge impact with the ball, but did a great job on Big Lynchy, nullifying him.
Yeah, mate, he's been super. Like, every time he gets his opportunity to play AFL level, he plays his role. And he matches up well. He's a tall boy, but he's got a good engine, very similar to you, Tommy. But he doesn't like getting the ball, that's for sure. But he's happy to play that role. And like you said tonight, like on Tom Lynch, who's a pretty dominant forward at times. He played really, really well, and he'll get big matchups throughout the next few weeks until probably Big Sam Taylor's ready to go. But if he keeps going the way he's going, mate, he'll keep his spot.
Heath, your career, you've done unbelievably well to recover from Piegate when you're on K-Rock. I don't know how you ever got over that. Remember you had a Piegate
no,
situation?
No, it was a sausage roll.
Oh, it was a sausage roll you had, and then it ended up in the paper or something. Your career's really taken off. You've done unbelievably well to overcome that.
Yeah, well, mate, I'm a very unique character, mate. I get in trouble for unique things as well. Don't worry about that.
Oh. Now, this goes without saying, Heath, that when you're done, there'll be some media. I'm sure that, you know, K-Rock, having had you on a couple of times going back, you'd be happy to make a reappearance down the track?
Well, mate, obviously, Channel 7 have given me the arse, so K-Rock are my priority now. I might even look at some property down in Geelong and make me way down there.
Well, you've got family down here because your sister's down, Lane's down this way, isn't she?
Yeah, my sister's down there. She's in Drysdale. And so, Geelong Cup, you know, one of my favourite days of the year. So, I'm happy to make the move, but I'll just try and finish my time up here first.
Yeah. I was going to say, in a very small world, Heath, that your niece Sienna and my daughter Leilani were in the same mother's group, so it's a very, very small world. I think Sienna's just turned 9, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. I've got to go, boys. Apparently, Leon's going to give us a little pep talk here.
Very good.
Thanks for having me on anyway.
Good on you, Heath.
I love how you wrap us up. I love it. Great work. Hey, good to talk, mate. We look forward to catching up with you soon. Well done. He's gone.
Great
gone.
Character of footy.
Yeah.
You won't see, I think, the way the game's going in terms of, you know, how professional it is and how driven by the clubs in terms of the player interaction. You're not going to get too many more Heath Shaws in the game. And I imagine even to play against, he would have been funny. He would have had a joke.
Just Kingy just taking it a bit deep there, just talking about the nieces and the dogs. And
he's got a Geelong link. Your sister's lived down here for quite a while, Lane. Lovely family. Well, the Shaws are a lovely family.
He's a character of the game, no doubt.
I wanted to ask him about his North Melbourne membership, because he wouldn't be happy with that, how they're travelling. I just love the fact that he has a capacity to laugh at himself.
A lot of guys take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, it's not all super. He wants to win, obviously, and he's super competitive when he's out there, but he can also step back and have a bit of a laugh.
Old school type of player, enjoys himself off the field as well.
Yeah. And I remember that for those who are listening, that he did have. So he ate a sausage roll in the K-Rock box.
I remember it.
It must have been
2013.
Yeah, and then at the time there was talk about him being a little bit overweight and his skin folds weren't great. And then somehow ended up in the paper.
Because Bucky used to do a column for krockfootball.com.au every week.
Right.
And it used to just be an irreverent look at footy. And that happened to get snuck into his column that as he sure tucked into his third sausage roll. I'll have to find the article. Bucky used to do a wash-up piece. It was a bit sort of Mark Robinson's The Tackle before Mark Robinson was doing it. And
it's a bit of a faux pas during the week too, boy.
He just stumbled.
Yeah, he wasn't ideal.
He just stumbled over
it. He did. He stumbled. He actually fell. He didn't stumble. He actually kept his feet and went head first into it.
We probably won't go there, Ben.
No, we won't.
No, even though it is 10:30, 25.
Are we doing any quick stats?
No, we're going to go to a break, come back, and we'll wrap things up. So what we've got to get through is your Kerr's higher stats, Benny. We've got to find a Hamlin hanger, which there weren't many tonight. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. Just very quickly, who wins that? Canelio.
Easy.
Numbers, please.
Canelio had 24 touches, 5 clearances, 7 tackles.
GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. Don on the team. And Geelong Marine World, great supporters of our players. Post-match comments. Cruising, fishing, or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. They have teamed up with big brands Suzuki, Savage, Leisure Cat Bay Sport, and Tournament Pleasure Boats. And also excited to announce they're now dealers for Haynes Signature Boats. GeelongMarineWorld.com.au. Port Arlington Road at Moorlap. The Giants, a 12-point win on a Friday night to pick up win number 4 of the season.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.